So the second red flag is credit. If you're not prepared, they're prepared anyway.
Exactly.
And step three was an interesting one, or the third red flag is excessive credit, right?
Exactly. A lot of people believe that the more credit you have, the much better credit risk you must be. That's not true. If you have credit cards that you don't use and you have those balances out there, you need to close them. The reason for that is that the lender's going to look at what credit is available to you.
Even if you haven't used it.
Even if you haven't used it, and he's going to count that as if you are using it. That is a negative.
So if you have 10 credit cards with a $1,000 limit on each, the banker, he or she is going to look at it as you have $10,000 worth of credit.
Yeah, and it's going to raise the question, now why does this guy have all this credit available? He's only using one credit. What's going on here?
So excessive credit is bad also.
Exactly. And not only that, excessive credit availability compared to what your income is going to lower your credit score.
What happens if a person has bankruptcy as far as their record? As you as a lender or loan officer, how would you suggest this person who's trying to make a fresh start, should I say, approach that situation?
Well, with any type of credit problems, even bankruptcy, depending on the type of bankruptcy it was, and for an individual, that's mostly a bankruptcy to where debt was totally wiped out. And that's usually because of a crisis. A lot of times, bankruptcy is because of medical issues. However, there's still a loan for every opportunity or every property. The thing you have to remember that just because you have some credit problems doesn't mean you won't get the loan. You have to remember you have to disclose the problems, disclose the bankruptcy, but you have to also be prepared that you're going to pay more for that money. You may be required to put a larger down payment. This is one of the requirements that are going to be put on you to help us reestablish your credit.
So the solution is still the same. If you have a blemish, you know, such as a hospital or a major bankruptcy, honesty is still the best policy.
Absolutely. Honesty and being ethical.
Thank you.